ישוס, בודונם ורבונם ורפסאי. Yes, you heard the most beautiful hesped of the Rebbe Shlita. Many, many things she had more to say. He already started to say it. Nevertheless, I'll say everything. Every person had a certain look at things. Mori v'Rebbe Rabban Kotel Zichron L'Vorochem, when he was Matzah the Biskerov, explained what is the meaning of Hesped. And he said there are basically three things that has to be in it, which are important for Hesped, and what makes Hesped so important. Three things, the Hesped for Od Megadol, he said, is number one, cover that Torah, by being mastered and being mechabit Torah. Hishtatvus b'tzara shal Yisrael, when this Od Megadol goes, there's tremendous tzara in Tal Yisrael. And to think about the tremendous what is missing in the world when that Od Megadol goes away, and the need for people who are on the world today, who remain in the world, l'shaper ma'aseihem. And I would add, The Ran of the Drosh, in the Drosh says, "Ein sofik sheloi shenamin." There's no sofik I was supposed to believe. Shekemoshim is man based on midrash kayam. During the time when the base midrash was kayam, hoy hamoyin hahu hamekudosh. The base midrash was mokum muchon lochol shefa and revua vachochma. That was a place where it was chal the shefa chochma and revua. Through the Beis HaMikdash, the Shef and Nevuah of Choch and Chochem was Shefiah and Kol Klal Yisrael. Ken Royu Sheyir, Omer the Ran says, Hanavim v'Chachomim Mucharim v'Kabel v'Chochem v'Nevuah. That the Chachomim and Nevim are also Mekoyim, Shanevuah, the Shef of Nevuah can come. Atche be'emtzo'usom Yushpa Shefa, Duch the Chachomim, and the Nevi'im, through them the Shefa comes, and through them the Shefa spreads out the entire Klal Yisrael. To the entire door, as long as one is in that door, he had the Shefa from the Talmidei Chachamim of that door. There's no doubt that Tzadik, the Gadol HaTorah, at Mir Rashi v'Zechayin Levocha Agoyin Atzadik Amazon Tzvi, in his absence to the world, in his absence of his Amul HaTorah, his Avos HaTorah, his Tzidkis, his Avos HaBrius, his Midas Tovis, there's no question there's missing in the world the Koyach and the Ashpoyer which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through him. And it's necessary, as the Rebbe said, that we should learn, to learn from his maisim, and to introspect what he stood for, what he was. And we should try to, in our way, to emulate what he was. Have you heard? And everybody knows the tremendous heights which the Mir Rashi v'Zichron L'Vorocha reached. And certainly from his tremendous Ameilus. But as the Rebbe said also, there was a lot of Shatei D'Shmaya involved. It's impossible to do what he did without a lot of Shatei D'Shmaya. I would like to say another thought from where the Siyata Deshmaya comes from. Where the Siyata Deshmaya of the Rishiv Zechayin Levocha came from. The Gemara tells us in Menachis, Avimi is Akra Mesechta. He forgot a part of Mesechus Menachis. Also came to Rav Chisda, he came to Rav Chisda. And the Gemara asks, why did he go to Rav Chisda for? Rav Chisda was his Talmud, he should have called Rav Chisda to come to him. And the Gemara answers, Sova Hochim Yustai Milsa Tzvei. He thought it would have more Sadr in the Shemaya if he calls it, if he goes to the Talmud. And that he says, Mishum Yogata Umatzoso. He's going to the Talmud, he's Matriach to go to the Talmud, that Yigiyah. That Yigiyah of going to the Talmud, that Yogata Umatzoso. And we're accustomed, Yogata Umatzoso means a person's holidays on a Shver Rambam, on a Shver Toysvis. And Shrei Gemara, that's Yogato Mitzosa. But what does it have to do with Yogato Mitzosa? What does it have to do with Amelus Betoira? What connection does Amelus Betoira have to do with going and being Matriach to go to a Talmud? But we can understand it. Chazal tell us, Vayasta Moshe Esponov, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the snare, and he saw the Gilui Asneh, Vayaster Moshe Esponov. Chazal say, Yofa, Rabbi Yoshe Rabbi Omar, Yofa Oso Shehista Ponov. Yofa Oso. Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and he boasted Lahari Fuchoponi. I came to show myself. Vucholakil Vikovoit, Vistata Ponecho. Through your Hastaras Ponim, you showed yourself that you felt you were not roi, you're not fit for haroi, for shechina, to see the shechina. Chayecho, shato osid, liyos etzli, b'har mem yom mem laila. Through the coverage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cholachta v'kovoid. Through that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher. And you'll be nena of also from Zivra Shechina, come over the Kohen or Ponov. From Kovid, from Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the tremendous Siyat and the Shemaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamed you Torah. When you're Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a Siyat Nishmai of Zivat Shechina. Avimi wanted to have this Siyat Nishmai. There are two parts in Amelus Betoira. Amelus Betoira gives a person the ability of knowing the Torah through the Amelus, the normal, typical way of Amelus. But the second thing, when a person is Amel Betoira, this Kvayda Kodesh Boch, as Aben Yaina tells us, that when a person acts in a certain way, which shows that the whole tachlis of his life is avodas Hashem Yisboch, Yirosim v'Toyrosoi, that's his tachlis in his life, nothing else. That's dovizek kfoid Hashem Yisboch. That's a kfoid Hashem Yisboch. And when a person's omul v'Toyra, that's kfoid Hashem Yisboch. And this aspect of Amel V'Toyra B'Mechabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Lav Davka V'Shas learning itself. If a person is Matzriach himself, to go to learn, that's also Amel V'Toyra, that's also Kvay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing how important Toyra is to him. That's also V'Yogato Matzoso. Avimi went to Matzriach himself, for the amelis of showing how important Torah is to him, that Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he had this Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Melamed Torah to him, like it was Melamed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not many people are aware of the tremendous amelis HaTorah that went on by the Roshiv Zecher Tzadok Livracha. As the Rebbe Shlita mentioned, he came from Chicago, he came here as a young boy, a young teenager still, And he came under the tutelage of his great-granduncle, Hagoyin HaTzarek and Mir Rashiv Rabbi Ezer Yudel Zichron Levocha. And he taught him Torah. But he taught him Torah in a very difficult way. He made him learn the Masechta many, many, many times. He made him say Torah every week. He forced him to do things which were tremendously difficult. Things which were difficult, which most boys of that age would have quit, would have stopped. I can't do it. But the Rashiva, on the contrary, he enjoyed it, he did it, he pushed himself, he pushed. There's tremendous amelus with Torah. Amelus in the learning and amelus of breaking himself to learn the Torah. And then as a young man, heard from Chavrusas of his, the way he learned, what was the way that he learned? And people know from Mishurim a little bit of this. Every sugya till the end, with every prat of the sugya according to all the Rishonim, and then the entire Masechta, with every prat with the Rishonim, figuring out each Rishon, how it goes through the entire Masechta, being able to make a Lishitosoi from a Rishon through the entire Masechta, people who heard the Shurim know that. There's a tremendous amelus b'toyra, tremendous mental effort was put into his learning. Besides a tremendous asmada, the Erev Shabbos was an Erev Shabbos of kula learning. Years after years after years, and then followed by a Leil Shabbos till the early hours of the morning, the middle of the night. And Erev Pesach, after Sefer Chometz, could be a whole day of learning. Outstanding Hasmada. Hasmada Nadira. Breaking himself, Hasmada. Breaking himself to learn Torah in an emissary way to get the emiss from the Torah. Learning and learning and learning with a tremendous mental effort. This amelus brought Kvod Shamayim, a tremendous Kvod Shamayim. And this Kvod Shamayim made, as Rabbi Yisrael said, you gave me COVID, and Yalamed Elcha Torah. Hamalamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael was also a Zeiche. And how is one Zeiche? One Zeiche be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this tremendous Amelus was Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he was Zeiche. He was Zeiche through this, to the tremendously big Madregis of Kirvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the Ziv HaShechina, to Abachina, but Ziv HaShechina, through the Kfoy HaKadosh, Kfoy HaShem. Chazal tells us also that Aaron HaKoyen was Zoyche to the Big Day Kuna, the Big Day Kuna, the Chobadul Sifores. Chazal tells us, because Aaron HaKoyen was Omul B'Toyra, Omul V'Yogea B'Toyra, and through he was Zoyche to the Big Day Kuna, the Chobadul Sifores. The cover of the Sifaros of the Miri Yeshiva, Zichron Levocha, was the Miri Yeshiva. The cover of the Sifaros of Klal Yisrael, the cover of Klal Yisrael. All the Miri Yeshivas, which are all over Yerushalayim and in other places in Eretz Yisrael. That's the cover of the Sifaros that he was there to from his Amelus B'Toyra. And then he grew. He grew and he grew. Chazal say Choviv, Moshe Minoyach. Moshe was the Chatkil Ish Mitzri, Chazal, the Torah calls him. Later Ish Elokim, Minoyach was Ish Tzadik, Ish Adomo. Moshe Rabban Nechoyah says here, Chazal tells us a person is supposed to grow. To grow is not enough to be a Tzadik, to have good midas, to learn status quo. One must grow and grow and grow more and more and more. The Mir Roshiva was the symbol of growth. Says in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Voshiga bo yad, ki soko yisoker, Kla Yisrael shouldn't come near the Torah, shouldn't come near Har Sinai. Bimshoy chayoyvil heimu yavu bohol. When they'll hear the tia shoyfer of the yoyvil, then they should go up to the Har. What was this Kiyah Shofar? From where did this Keren of the Shofar come from? And that he says, Hu Shofar Shel Ayil, the Ayil of Yitzchok. The Pirkei Avodah tells us that the Ayil HaYamin, the Keren HaYamin of the Ayil of Yitzchok, that will be the Keren HaMashiach. The Keren HaSmoil, that was the Keren of the Torah. The Shofar of the Torah. And the Chayre, B'shleimer, the Shofar, B'shas Matan Torah, the Kol Subzokin, the Kol Shofar of Shas Matan Torah. It was necessary yet a Shofar of Dusha, a Shofar of Ayil. But here was coming to Chulin. B'mesach ha-b'shoich ha-yoyim v'k'shayim shoich ha-yoyim v'kol oruch u'sim siluk shchina. Siluk shchina. Why was then necessary this Shofar of Ayil, this Kodesh Dik Shofar? But we can answer that with a Pesach from Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, Zichron Lezocha, on the well-known Shaila that the Malach Hashem called Avram Avinu, Atishlach Yotcha Lanav, Atasloi Mumbo, Kato Yodat Kirei Elokim Ato. And that was it. Now, then Avram Avinu went, Vayisveinu, Vayasayil, and he took the aisle and he shechted the tachas benoi. And then Vayikra Elo Malachim Sheiniz ben HaShomayim. A second kriya. Vayayim Abinu Shbatinu Mashem Kiyar HaShor Sisla Adov HaZev Lechosach Hasbir Chasvich Hilech Rivoach Aval Rechav and all the brachas. And the well-known question, why did all the brachas come only after the second kriya? Why the first kriya there were no brachas only after the aisle? What was the union of the aisle that because of that it was the second kriya? Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer tells us that normally a person has an Nisoyim, has a difficult situation, and he can, for a period of time, he can overcome it. A period of time he can reach great heights and overcome it. He can strain himself, make a special effort, reach great heights and overcome it. But then when it finishes, he goes back to his normal. A person's life is up and down, up and down. So normally, after such a tremendous Nisoyin, the tremendous Nisoyin of Akedah, normally Avraham Avinu should have come to God, to Yitzchak, and Abed Chikobadah, he should have kissed him and said, Baruch Hashem, my son, we were zeichet to Mekayim, the Nisoyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead of that, Avraham Avinu retains his tremendously high madrega. He retains the madrega which he had before. And he looks for an aisle. How could I use my madrega now and somehow make a akrobah which would be similar to that akrobah of Yitzchak? And he found the aisle. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu retains his madrega. And when one retains the madrega, then one goes higher and higher. Because from one madrega that's mechayiv new chayuvim, and when he has new chayuvim, he goes to a new madrega, and every time you one retains the madrega, goes higher and higher and higher. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this, retaining the madrega, then came the brachas. B'shas HaSinai, Klai Yisrael was supposed to have reached their greatest heights, and for a while they reached the greatest heights, the highest madrega they ever reached in the history of the world. And now they were coming to go to Chulin. They were going out, going away from Sinai. At this point of going away from Sinai, going to Chulin, came the shofar of the isle to remind them, remember the limra of the isle, retain your madrega. That was the limra of the isle, retain your madrega, don't go down for your madrega. And this was the sod of the Mir Yeshiva Zecharenu Livracha. He had tremendous disyonis all his life, various ways. In the latter part of his life, tremendous, as the Rebbe Shlita mentioned, tremendous difficulties, physical difficulties. And he overcame it. He reached new madregas. And then the new madrega, he won more disyonis according to the new madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made new chisyonis, that a person in the new madrega, only in the new madrega can he reach it, and he reached those also. And he came to the new madrega, and higher and higher and higher and higher. All his life was higher and higher, to a point of Messias Nefesh, as the Rebbe Shlita mentioned. A life of aliyah, chari aliyah, chari aliyah, growth and growth and growth. And I think toward the end of his life, I don't think I'll be exaggerating if I'll say the what's brought down from the Zohar. Ikra kol bin shuki dimin achet. The ikra of a kol bin dimin achet. Lahakriv ne'akolish baruch hu. Ritzoyin liboy v'ruchay v'nafshoy. To be makriv to akolish baruch hu. Liboy ruchay v'nafshoy. Shezeh chovi v'fon of Yosef mikulam. Ashrei chelkom shosadikim. Ashrei chelkom shosadikim. Shei makriv b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kolbin. They are makriv every day a kolbin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And wow, what is that kolbin? Atzmon v'nafshom shei makriv l'fon of. They are makriv themselves. That he came to that madrega. The Mir Rashiva came to a madrega, grew. And he was makir of himself. He was a kolben. He was a kolben. B'chayav, he was the kolben of the dog. B'chayav, he was the kolben. Makir of himself totally. In limur ha-toyre, habotz ha-toyre, hachzochas ha-toyre, makir of liboy, nafshay, baruchoy, kuloy. And what a kovet shemayim that was. And that made new Siyata Dishmayas. I have to mention one point more. A very interesting phenomenon that happened when I saw it many, many times. Might have been by a Mesiba, which I was participating in, of a big nadvin, it could be a mesiba of a siyum hashas, any type of such mesiba. And people are sitting there, and suddenly there's a commotion. What's going on? A mother's feet came. And I see the people, the balabos, and other people running over to him. And that was not a chiddush. Mechabit, Rav was not a chiddush. But there was something very interesting. There was such a tremendous joy, a simcha. Rav Nathan Tzvi is here. It's like a lost long, a person that I didn't see for many years, finally came back. Rav Nathan Tzvi is here. A simcha, a joy. A havo, mitzakutzach. What was that? Everybody had a tremendous avat to him. The avat to him was because, for one reason, which is two, lanov mit en chen, his tremendous anover. And I must mention that Rav Zundel Solanta says that a person can overcome this yearning through anover. That's the best. That anover feel a person feels nothing is coming to me, Everything is from the Rabbanim Shel Olam. So what's the, there's nothing for me, there's nothing here raw heart for me. And then Zvanov Mita and Chen. Nechayv Navav says, and the Rabbein Yoyna say, that one of the mitzvahs of Anova is to be l'lamed tzchus, to see the good in the person, to see the good in everything. And therefore a person loves, he loves everybody, because he sees the good. And when he sees the good, he loves. And if he loves, they love him back. Everybody knows that mustn't see, he loved everybody. He saw the good in everybody. And I think he made the path a deeper thought. Chazal tell us that Shem ben Noach was zeichet to tzitzis by covering his father as Noach when he was lying there in a matzav of a bezoyin. Chazal also tell us that Avraham Avinu was zeichet to tzitzis when he said in Michut v'atzoich nal shelo yomar she ani eshalti es Avraham. And the Mashor's Masber that Shem was zeichet to the big beggar at tzitzis. And Avraham was zeichet to the chuti atzitzis. And the shayla is, Bishleim Avraham was zeichet to the tzitzis. He was involved in Kvayt Shemayim. He was involved in Kvayt Shemayim, therefore he was zeichet to a mitzvah, which was keneged taryag. We understand the midah keneged midah. But where is the midah keneged midah of Shem? The tulay l'shem was kulay ben om l'chaveiroi. Where is the mitzvah tzitzis coming to the midah keneged midah for the om l'chaveiroi? But I think that the answer lies in a posuk in Parshas Ki Tzetzei, Ki Yeh Bish Chet Mishpat Moves, V'Soliso Es Ala Eitz, V'Soli Nivos Ala Eitz, Ki Kova Tikberenu, Ki Kilas Elokim Tolui. And as he says, Kilos Elokim Eloshim Tzah Bezoyin, of the Bezoyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he gives a mushroom, a well-known mushroom. Mushroom Adai V'Daiva, that there were two twins, and one twin became a melech, and one twin became a robber, a killer, a robber. And they caught the robber, and they hung him up, and everybody went by that, oh, there's the king, with his head. Who Adin, with Klal Yisrael, our children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Tzelem Elokim, dig into the mushroom. The mushroom is very hard to understand, but the mushroom seems to tell us a very important thing. That if a person is mezalzel in another person, that person with a tzelem elokim, who's a ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's mezalzel in that another person, there must be a certain deterioration in the degree of Harocha that he has Chavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a connection, a relationship between how much a person is Marach another person to what is Marach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's mezalzel in a person, he takes away from his Harocha. If he's Marach a person, it makes more Harocha. And it goes vice versa also. If you're Marach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand, you'll have a feeling of greatness and love for your fellow Ben Yisrael. The closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Mir Rosh Hashiva, that Masim Tzvi Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, was definitely part of the reason that he saw that he loved every person who was a Ben, who was a Tzelem Elokim, and was a Ben Yisrael, a Ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bar Matem. And that way, because of that, it was a tremendous love that he had to everybody. The love for every, as the Rebbe Shlita mentioned before, for every Talmud, he was every not only Talmud, any person that would come in, would he come to him, he would try to help. The media of trying to help Dovza was in the, as an early young man, I was told, he had the achrayis of helping people. The love of person, the haroche, the seeing the good in people, that the midas anover, together with the tremendous understanding of the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Gadlus of Nosan Tzvi. And that's what we have to learn. Chazal tell us, Tzadikim boil mabo, ein la menucha boil mabo, holchim michayel achoyim. The Mavar Pshat, why lo menucha? Because what Talmidim do, what people who learn from Medu in this world, makes l'mafreya, that his actions, since his actions cause his good things happening now, makes his actions l'mafreya worth more. And he goes to new madregas in the other world. He holds b'chayel eilo menucha, he goes from madrega to madrega. Talmidim and Bikuravim, through this, so we emulate and we learn from what he did and emulate him. We bring aliyah to his neshama. And we have to learn the tremendous Amel's B'Teira. The Amel B'Teira to find emes, the emes in the Teira. And to make tremendous effort to learn Teira on any situation. To learn Teira when it's difficult to learn Teira. All that goes into the Yigiyas HaTeira. To learn from the Mir Yishiyat, one that's grow in life, not to remain status quo, but grow and grow and grow. To learn to anove, the bitul atzmi, the love for Klal Yisrael, the achrayis for Klal Yisrael, the avas Yisrael, avas HaTeira, avas Yisrael, avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael v'raisim v'kutzit v'chadu, love of all of them. In that way, there'll be Aliyas Neshama. Kosh Baruch Hu should help. Mir Hashiva should be a Melis Yosher. For Mishpacha, for his mother, for his Almona, who's at his side, Mitchila Bat Seif. A Melis Yosher for the grace, Mir Yeshiva, in all its parts, and Baruch Hashem, it was zeichet to leave over a malamokim. Hagoyin Eliezer Yehuda's shlita, who can very, 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 very worthy, who is very, very worthy to take over and be the malamokim. Of course, Baruch should be, he should be Melis Yosher, that there should be a sad Shmaya for the Nur Hashiva. She made us Yeshiva entire, all the Talmidim of Mir Yeshiva, and for all the Talmidim and all of Neitayr and Eretz Yisrael and the entire world. She made us Yeshiva for Gantz Klal Yisrael. We have to have a Melis Yeshiva. She made us Yeshiva for Gantz Klal Yisrael.